yeah, so me and Naked, I've known, you know, I've known them for a very long time, and we, you know, I've done a bunch of stuff with them before. They've got, you know, quite a few songs on my album. So I've kind of been creating with them for a while. And then after I'd done about 2 weeks of writing with them in Stockholm, they asked me, they said, you know, we've got this song, Better Days, and we'd love it if you would vocal it. Like, we can't really imagine anyone else on it. And I was just so flattered. So I vocaled it, and it just felt special straight away. And but, you know, there was something, even though it was amazing on its own, like, we kind of felt like that, you know, it was at like 99%. We were like, what could make this, you know, 100%? And I was like, I'd love to get a rapper on this, you know. And I'd been sort of listening to Polo G at the moment, and I spoke to my A&R, Charlie, and I was like, do we have any links? Like, can we just ask him? Because we might as well, you know, the worst thing he can do is say no. And he didn't say no, and he absolutely smashed it. So it kind of happened really, really nicely.
All right. Now, earlier this year, you had a hit with your song, I Wrote a Song, and then you represented the UK at Eurovision. So can you talk about writing that song and then performing at Eurovision?
Yeah, so that song I wrote at the beginning of the year, and I, you know, Eurovision wasn't even in my head at that point, so it was just completely like, I just knew I wanted to write a sort of song that would make people dance, but sort of feel confident, and but it was kind of sexy at the same time, and, you know, I kind of wanted to have all those things combined, so I got in the studio, and I had the idea, and I was with Karen Poole and Lewis Thompson, who are really amazing, you know, musicians, and Karen's an amazing writer, and I kind of had this idea, and by the end of the day we had the whole song written. And there's a really great video on YouTube actually which shows the sort of process of it being written. I just love the idea of, you know, when someone's done you wrong, I think the best form of revenge is actually not seeking revenge at all, and actually putting all that energy into yourself and kind of coming out feeling stronger.